We learned, we're up to Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. We learned yesterday that Rav Huna says that there were two ksuvas. One ksuva when she got engaged, and another one when she got married. And the one she got engaged was $200. The one she got married was $300. She can now pick and choose which one she wants. If she wants a $200 one, she can collect. If the husband has no money, she can go to any sales that he made from the time they got engaged. But if she wants the shtar of 300 because there's more money in it, then she has to be meichel the first shtar. She can only collect those properties from the time of the second shtar. So now we're going to analyze this. Rav Huna says the Gemara. Omama, you said before three lines on top of the Amud Aleph. Omama, you said before. I boyi bahai gavya. She has a choice. You can either use the first shtar or the second shtar. Leima lechayde. It seems two shtars written out of the same particular transaction, two different amounts, and you can choose which one you want to use. L'chayde, this contradicts Rav Nachman. The Omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Shnei shtaris hayoytzin b'zeh achazeh, if there's two shtaris produced on the same transaction, one following the other in succession, bitl sheini esedishin, the second one cancels, supersedes and cancels the first one, so you can no longer use the first one. Yet you said by Ksuvah that you can use both. You can choose. So the Gemara, that's not a kasha. Lav mi itmar ala, didn't we learn? Omar Papa says, when does Rav Nachman say that if you have two shtaris, the second one cancels the first one, if you repeat verbatim the second shtar, what it says in the first one? But if the second shtar is different than the first one, then the reason why you wrote the second shtar is not to cancel the first one. I'm going to give you an option to get some more, but it'll be from a later date. By the ksuva, remember the first ksuva was $200, the second one was $300. So when you wrote the second one, you didn't necessarily mean to cancel the first one. I meant to give you a choice. You want the first, you want the date from the first one, then you're limited to $200. If you're prepared to take the date from the second one, a little bit of risk over there, if I sold any properties in between, you can't get a hold of it, then take the second shtar. So it's not canceling. The EOI said, but Dikl, if he added a palm tree, let Tosefis as an addition in the second contract. I'm selling you the property, but I'm throwing in a palm tree. Then Kosta, that's why I wrote it, not to cancel the first one. Hachan, I'm here too. Ha'oisla mide. Didn't I add something? I made 300 out of 200. Gufa, let's analyze what Nachman said. Oh, Nachman, Shnei Shtores, Ha'yoitzin, Bezachazet. Two contracts that come out one after another. Bitl Sheni Sedishim. The first one canceled them. Second one canceled the first one. Omar Papa, Umoide, Rab Nachman, and Yosef just said, Papa said, Rab Nachman concedes the Oise Badiklev. The reason why you're writing the second shtar is not to cancel the first one, but to add an additional thing I'm throwing in for free. Ele Tosefes, because he wrote it for the addition, so therefore it's a valid shtar. You can choose, you can use both, but you can choose which one you want to use. If you want the one with the palm tree, then you got to take the later date. Says him like this. Pshita, that's for sure. If Rish and Bemechet, the first contract I wrote to you as a sale. Shani Maton, then I rewrote the same contract, but this time I wrote, I'm gifting it to you. Then Liyafas Koichir Kasale, I'm giving you a choice which shtar you want to use, and I'm doing it to improve your situation if you want to use the second shtar. So I'm not canceling the first. Why? How is improving the situation? In case a neighbor comes by and says, hey, Bar Metzra, I am entitled to this property to get away. You can produce the shtar that says a gift, and when it comes to a gift, there's no Bar Metzra. I want to give him a gift. I don't give you a gift. Just because you're my neighbor, I'm not mochid to give you a gift. So therefore, wherever there's a reason why I'm giving you a second shtar, then I'm not coming to write to cancel the first one. The Choshkin, surely, if Rishim Matan, the first one I gave as a gift, Visheni B'mechen, if I give you a gift and then a Baal Chayv comes and snatches it away from you, you have no recourse. But if I sell it to you, then a Baal Chayv comes and takes it away, hey, I have a lien on it, then you're entitled to go back to the seller and the vendor and say, hey, reimburse me. So if I gave you the property initially as a present, and then I rewrote it as if I sold it to you, I'm obviously improving your situation, that you're now guaranteed, you have a guarantee on your property. Again, to improve your situation. Ella ish name b'mechesh name b'matana. But if I wrote the same shtar twice, both sale, both matana, then why did I write it twice? Then bitl shein's edition, I want to cancel the first one because I don't want from that date, I want from the second one. My time. What's the reason? Why do we cancel the first one? So you wrote the same shtar twice. What's the svara? We have two opinions. Raf from Omar Eimer, we say, it's as if he's admitting the first shtar was forged, was fraudulent, and rewriting the shtar properly. That's one opinion. So if the first shtar is canceled, and we say, I wrote the second shtar because, you know what, I decided all the property that I sold between that shtar and this shtar, I don't want it to come under the guarantee, so I'm meichel the first shibud, and we're starting again. Meichel the first shibud, starting again. Yeah. My benai, or you the buyer, I'm meichel the first shibud, and you say, okay, I'm happy to go for the second one. My bazechilik, if we're saying the first star is fraudulent, always would be meichel shibit. Big difference. Ike benayu, a couple of them. Oiroi sadi, the witnesses. This is how Rashi learns. Tezik completely argues, but Rashi learns that the witnesses on the first star. Now, since he said they're fraudulent, and we sort of ripped up the first star and wrote a second one, what's he really saying? The edim assigned are complicit in this fraudulent star, so we can never ever trust these edim again, and they're blacklisted. Tezik says because this guy did it, we're going to blacklist the edim. What right do you have? It means only that if this guy has other status with these Adam sign in it, we won't trust it. That's all. Next thing is, Ulushlume Peter. What about all the produce? Let's say the guy moved in after the first time, now you wrote a second star. What about all the fruits that were eaten? Because the first time was fraudulent, it means you had no right to sit there in the land. So then if you had no right to sit there in the land, so then you have to pay for all the produce you ate for that whole year. But if the word is that the Moichel is, that he is Moichel, the shibud of the first one. It means he had a right to be there. Then he doesn't have to pay for him the land. Ula taske for taxes. Who paid the taxes on the land? If it was fraudulent shtar, then the vendor really owned it. If it was a proper shtar, but he's not moichel the shibud of it. He's not moichel the shtar itself. The shtar is a valid shtar. But you know what? The right that it gave me to collect from the fields that you sold, I'm going to be moichel that. I'll start from the next shtar. But who owns the field? The buyer. So the buyer has to pay the tax. The buyer is allowed to eat the produce. My hobby loved the ksuva. What's the din l'poyah when it comes to ksuva? The two ksuva, the toshma, the b'nevino, the shmul, the b'shem, the b'lezer, the b'shem, the mon, the masayim, and the erisin, that for $100 and $200 they collect from the erisin, the tosefim, and the suyin. So we have two different stories. Echazem, and suyin. Everything from the suyin, and we cancel the first star. Echazem, and suyin. Everything from the suyin, we cancel the first star. Even though we added, so Tesis finds it very problematic, because halacha like a Nachman, and like a puppet of Nachman, that if you add something, then the second both stories are good. Over here, you add 200 to 300. How can they give out a paskin over here that the first star is completely canceled and everything you collect is mizman hanasuyin? Tezus main sort of sechin is holding shot here. Okay, right. The gemara mishnah. Ha giyodis and his gaida for giyodis converted. Now we're going to learn now the dinim regarding a mighty shemra. The husband says, brought to Aiden to court and said, I married your daughter, and your daughter turned out to be that she already had znus while we were engaged. If he brings to Aiden, if the Aiden are true, Mamasoyadova will give her skila. Where in the gate of the father's house, saying, huh? Rubani Shugadalta. No, look at the kind of kid you raised. We blame the parents as part of it. If, what about if she was a Giedis? So there are three kinds of Giedis. One is that she was already conceived as a goy, and she was born and became a gay together with her mother. She was 2-3 years old, became a gay together with her mother. Another one is her mother conceived her when she was a goy, but gave birth to her when she was a yid because the mother converted while she was pregnant. And the third one is the mother converted first and she was born already as a yid. The question is, what happens to the punishments here? Because the Torah says, Kili Nadi Bas Yisrael, and we're giving skill enough. This din of skill, if you remember, we say a girl is engaged and she commits nus. Skill is only if she's a naira. If she's 15, 20, 25 years old, and while she's engaged, she is mezane with Adim, she only gets chenek. Skila is only a night hamorasa, only 12 and 12 and a half. And it has to be bas Yisrael. So why don't you say giyedis? So says the Mishnah. Ha giyedis, shenis gaida bitima, giyedis, that the girl was megai with her, vizinza, no, the girl was a giyedis herself, and mezane. So why talk about the mother at all? Because the Mishnah later on will make differences with mother pregnant. Harezu b'chenek, chenek. If you remember, if you're Aleph and Aleph and Rashi, then the Gemara, the only way that a kid, how can a kid become a ger, either the father or there's no father, that the Bezdin stands in there on his behalf. So the teachers here, according to others, it's clear that a kid on their own can't become a ger, unless the mother wants to. Rashi said the Eimla of the Ema comes with him, only mother comes with. And the Bezin then applies. Tesis here says a big chiddush, and halach is a big machlekes. Tesis says here, just quickly in his Tesis, because it's a big chiddush here. Hagiyedush is a guy to beat the emos, says Tesis. Hodelog noket Hagiyedush is a guy to stomach. Why say the mother? Who cares about the mother? Just say that girl who converted. Mishum the aidi bepchusim bashalos. We're going to talk about a girl under 3 years old. The ain darkel is guy to lima. Not that halachically she can't. She could if she wants on her own. But it doesn't normally happen. A 2 year old is going to say, I want to become a Jew. It doesn't happen. But if a 4 year old says I want to become a Jew, it happens all the time. Furthermore, when will Bezin be Megayer a kid? If the kid demands it, Liz Gaya. Here, a 4 year old guy comes over and says, I want to become a Yid. Bezin makes him a Yid. on his own.
What do you mean, Kiyanim? Yeah.
No, you give a kid.
Not mature enough, but a Yid, we know deep down, why would he want to come? Unbelievable Chiddush Tosfos. Lahochi Nokach and his guy to beat the Ima, why is it her daughter? Because under three, Vidbilu al Das Ima. Because under three and under three, the kid's not smart enough to ask. But if the kid would be smart enough at 2 years old to say, I want to come a Yid, no problem. And I, a Chiddush Tosfos, unbelievable.
Are you talking about this child was Mazana, or once they got older, they were Mazana? We are only concerned here with the Gyur.
That's why over three has to be, you see, has to be a Nida. The whole thing's being Nida.
Okay, so
Tana, you don't get killed at all.
We're only concerned with the Gyur.
Yeah, the Gyur. Unbelievable Tosfos. So Kron says there, a three-year-old and 1 year old comes to Bezalel, I want to become a Jew. Bezalel like a Jew. We don't say ask your parents, bring your parents. How is he going to grow up as a Yid? Who's going to take care of him? Doesn't matter. Sorry? Not at all. And the Rashi in the beginning of the Gemara of the Firao says, Ein la'av, the ima heavy yosel is guy. You need a mother. You can't just do it on their own. And today, all the Rabbonim say, you know, that we're not going to make it again unless you live in a Fruma neighborhood, unless, you know, we know you. A 4-year-old kid, 3.5-year-old goy, with a father and a mother who are goyim, and he's going to live at home. Who's going to take care of him? Says, I want to come a Yid, we'll make him a Yid. Unbelievable tesis. So the Achreim may all reign Sarachim. What's going on here? But in Halacha as well, they use it sometimes to be very liberal. Okay, back to the Gemara. Mishnah. Hagi Yedish and his guide, a girl converted, beat him with a daughter with her. Vizinsa, she's Mezana, Hadeze Bechenek. She will only get Chenek because she's not a Bas Yisrael. Right, she was a ger, a geris. And furthermore, ein la loy pesach beisa of v'loy meisela. Also, the other punishments, you know, even the chenik doesn't happen in the house of a father because she has no father. It's a goy, and she was a goy at the time. And you don't pay the $100 if they turn out to be the guy was a liar. There's no $100 penalty. Next, because it says you got to give it to the father. There's no father. Next din. What about ha'isa ha'rosh's l'vidusha? She was conceived as a goy, or v'leidasa v'vidusha? She was born as a yid. Then harezu b'skil. Here we're going to give her skill, even though pasuk bas yisrael, we're going to treat her like a yid as far as the punishment of death goes. But the other details, the ein lo le pesach, we're not going to bring it to the father. He has no father. She was conceived as a goy. A goy has no father. And v'loy meyasel, nor do you pay the $100. We'll soon see tomorrow what's going on here. Is she yid or she not a yid? And the third level is hoisa hoirasa vile dasa bigdusha. She was conceived and born as a yid. Harei hi kebas yisrael chadosh. She's a yidish girl. So everything happens to yid happens to her. She's born as a yid. What about Yeshla of the Ainla Pesach? Oh, what about there's a father, but there's no, the dinner is supposed to bring it to the house of the father, but they have no house, he rents, or he lives with somebody else. Or Yeshla Pesach of the Ainla, let's say the father's house is existing, but the father passed away. Harezu b'skila, you still give skila. I says Pesach Bezov. Loinema Pesach Bezov, Ela Mitzah. It's only Chatchila, it's not B'diyev. It says the Gemara, Minon Emili, how do we know that if she was conceived, not big dusha, even though she was born, she still gets misa. I'm a little lucky. Obviously, if you stone her, skulu of a mesa. Obviously, if you stone her, she's going to die. Why does it say with the mesa? To tell you that even though she's not a full fledged yid, she's only half a yid. She was conceived as a guy, but born as a yid, you also stone her. The rabbis hoy rosa shalay big dusha vilay dusa big dusha that she gets stoned. Not chenek. Freddy Gemara knew if she is a full yid, then iachim milken nami nulken meisel namashal. So why don't you give the rest as well? Why do you say that if it turned out to be that he's a liar, we don't punish the husband for making the story because she's not a bas yisrael? What do you mean? We should give him malchus. You're making $100. What's the difference? If she's a yid, she's a yid. On makro it says vameisa lelimisa nisrapsa. This girl who was born as a yid but conceived as a goy is only treated as a yid as far as a death. She'll get skila rather than a chenek. But that's it. V'loyle knas. Not when it comes to the malchus and not when it comes to the payment of $100. Fedi mother, why not? Okay, if so, if a mesa comes to teach it, even though she's not Jewish, she wasn't born Jewish, still she gets killed. So why don't we say also in a full-fledged geiris, also she should be stoned from a mesa. Sorry. First of all, let us say that it comes to include someone that her mother was geiris, but she's a full. She was born as a yid. That you don't need a limud. That's she's a yid. So because her parents are geiris, she's a full-fledged yid. When it comes to kohen, there's a little bit of a machlekes whether bas kohen or geiris goes to the father as well or mother. Emel rabbis hoy rosa vile dosa shalay bidusha. What about, let's say, let's go further. Let's say include that even she personally was a geiris at the age of 2 years old and so on. Let us also say that you get skila over 3 we chayish she's a zayna, but under 3 she's not a zayna. Im Kain, because if Yisrael be so mahani, why would the Torah say she's a Jewish girl? If you tell me every kind, if she's mamish a shiksa until today, what am I talking about? So obviously she was born a shiksa and everything else. So what's the point of telling me if every single kind of a geyedus is included? Amar Beis Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, okay, you're talking about over here, Maitzi Shemra. If somebody's Maitzi Shemra, and let's say it turned out to be it wasn't true, so therefore you don't get killed, you have to pay the $100. What happened? It says in the Pasuk, you should pay the $100 to the father. It says, V'nosnu lavi an item, because you're Maitzi Shemra, Psulas Yisrael. HaMaitzi Shemra, Allah Yisrael. What happened? He has no father, Potter. If he has no father, you're Potter. Shenemar, it says, V'nosnu, should give it lavi an item. Prat Luzu, this girl here, she ain't lo of. So Yisayma doesn't get the knas because she has no father. Says the Gemara, Mosiv Rabbi Yisi bar Rav. Rabbi Yisi has a question. The Tema, others say Rabbi Yisi bar Zvida. It says in Pasik, Ve'im mo'ein yimmo'ein avia. It says in the Pasik, by a mefata. It says mo'ein yimmo'ein. And we learn now from the word mo'ein yimmo'ein that Sai the father and Sai the daughter, and the husband as well, all of them can equally say, you're not interested in getting married. And by mefata, you have a choice. Either you pay the $50 or you get married. You get married, you don't pay $50. You don't get married. But who can be mine? Side the father and side the daughter. Moin, yim moin. Side the father and daughter. Le rabbis, yisayim le knas. So what do we see from there? We learn now that even though it says all the time avia, what happens if the father doesn't, there's no father, she can be mine and she ends up with the money. So even though it says in the pasuk you should give to the father avia naida. If there's no father, she gets the knas. So over here also, even though it says father, it's not ma'akiv. So she also gets the money, the $100. So Lechayda, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yisi bar Chanina, who said a minute ago that if there's no father, there's nothing. And for the Gemara, who Ma'isiv lo, he asked the question, and for whom a father? The guy asked the question, came up with the answer. Like, no kasha Rabbi Chanina. Maybe he's talking about an extraordinary case. What kind of case? The bo aleho. First of all, that when she had the relation of the mefuta, she had a father. So when it happened, you already had a chiv, then the kas, sort of tentative. So there was a father, and now the father died, so she's entitled. Here we're talking about a case when she got married, she had no father. So therefore, the whole thing is that there's no entitlement of $100 because there is no father here at all. Okay. And also by mefut, if she never had a father, there's no knas. I over there we say there is knas because she had a father b'shas mice and then later the father died. Rava says chayv. I disagree. Rava, I disagree with your din of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. I hold that even though she has no father at the time when she got married and the time there's nus, at the time of this nus she had no father, she is still what? She's still entitled to receive the money. I, what about the positive nus lavi and I? It doesn't bother me. How do I know? Mimai midatonim ami. It says in the Braisa, ami said. Psulas Yisrael, it says in the Pasuk, when it comes to the, you punish him $100, and you give to the father the night, because in Majesh Shemra, it says what? Al Psulas Yisrael. What do you mean Psulas Yisrael? Excuse me. V'loi Psulas Geirim. If she was born again, it doesn't apply to Zin and Majesh Shemra. Now, so he dash him Psulas Yisrael. As if to say, a Yisrael in the same situation would have received the Knas. But I said, yeah, you can't. Now think for a second. If she's a Psulas Geirim, that means that she has no father, no mother. She's a Yisayma. Because Geirim have no father. Zirma Susim Zirma, somebody have no father. So, and that means a Yid in the same situation, a girl without a father, would receive Knas. Claude, that a Yisayma gets Knas. Because if a Yisayma gets Knas, what do you need a special Limud that Psulas Geirim? Every guy has no father. Every Geir has no father. You would have to pay the knas to the girl. It's a kolam muta gain. You possibly might gain him. Eliyam is going to say, "Be Yisrael kai gavn the potter." In this situation, is potter. Hash to be Yisrael potter. Be gain him a boy by Yisrael is potter. What are you pausing for? So that therefore I argue. Omar the Shlokish already had this gemara a few days ago. The Shlokish came along and said, "Ha moitzi shemra laktana." If somebody's moitzi shemra on a young girl, potter. If somebody's moitzi shemra on a young girl, they're potter. Why are you potter? Shenemar, only on a nara, not a ktana. It says in the Pasuk, nara, not a ktana. Shenemar says, v'nos lavi a nara. And nara, mole dibur akosif. It says nara with a hay. Many times in Torah it says nara without a hay. We just read it as it says nara. Here it says with a hay, a full nara. It has to be, mama's 12 years old. Fred di gemara, I need a Pasuk. The Pasuk says that if it's true, we kill her. We know that if the girl's under 12, you don't get killed. So if you don't, if it can't be talking about a ktana. whoever gets killed, if it's true, will one is entitled to the penalty if it's not true. You're Moitzi Shemra. But it's like Tana can get killed, there's no Moitzi Shemra. I don't need the Pasuk of Naida for that. Freddy Gemara Masko Rav Acha Bar Abba Tama Dixi Boha Naida with a hey. Holav Hochhead and Abba for that. Have you ever thought if you look Tana? Hoxiv it says Vim Emma Soyadover Hazef is true. Loinim Tsubsu and Naida, was it true? What happens? Vahitzi is a Naida, a person was a Viv, it's Kolua, you'll kill her. Uktana Labaz Ainshi, you can't kill Uktana. Elikan Naida. This is what Ishlaki meant to say. Exactly what we had before. That from the fact that here it says Naida with hay, and we know it must be talking about a 12-year-old because of the punishment, teaches me everywhere else that says Naida with hay is 12, and anywhere else where it says Nada, but without a hay, it means even someone who will become a Naida. Tan as well. How come Nad? I feel like Tan b'mashma. It says Nad, even though we read it. Nara includes a Tan as well. Tani, we learn Tani Shela, Sholish, Midas Benaida. There are three different scenarios when it comes to a Naida. Case number one. Bola Edim, we're talking about she's Mazana. Three examples of Znus. If Edim came along with Beis Chemesh, she's already living, she got married to her husband, and then Edim come then at that stage and say, hey, we know that she was a Mazana when she was engaged. That's the case in the Teda. What happens? She gets Skila, a Shar Avia, you know, by the base of Avia, and the Beis Chemesh when she moved into her husband's house. I'm interested why they call it the house of the father-in-law. When does it become the husband's house? Shizinza Bevesa, so the father gave the house to the husband with strings attached.
He hasn't got a penny in his name.
Yeah, but it's his father, not his father-in-law. It's his father who's giving him. Beis Chassanim. Remember, Beis Chomeha, her father-in-law's house. Shizinza Bevesa Veer, she was Mazana while she was engaged, but when did they come forward? After they got married. So what's it then? That's when the Torah says, Soiklinoisa, we stone her, Al Pesach Beisa Veer, on the father's doorstep, because it says, Al Pesach Beisa Veer. You should do that. And you turn around to the father, Kleimer, Ru'u Gidulim Shigidaltim. Look what kind of kids you raised. We blame the father for having a daughter who behaves this particular way. Sorry?
Promiscuous.
Yeah. Bo lo Edim. What about the Edim? Came earlier while she was engaged. The Edim fronted up and said, "We just saw yesterday she was Mazana while she was engaged, so she wasn't married yet." What happens at this stage? Bo Edim basically while she's still living in the father's house. Shizinta basically she's Mazana while in the father's house. So he clean nice with stoner, but this time a gzedas a kosum a pesach shariyah. We don't do it in her father's house. Luchedi thinks even worse. While staying in the father's house, you're Mazana. Nevertheless. We don't accuse the father anymore.
But that's why she's Panuya, right?
No, engaged. Who gets killed when you're Panuya? When she's a Rusa. But because it didn't happen, they got married. It happened before they got married. The Aiden came forward. She still gets killed because of Naira Marasa, but no longer Pesach Esavir. Now you get they will carry out justice like in all other cases. Any other capital punishment is Shaar Esavir in the gate of the city. And the same thing over here. Okay. What do you call it? What about Sirchol B'Saif Bagra? What about that she did it while she was engaged, but the Edim didn't come till she became an adult? She's no longer an Ira now. And the Torah says, Nara Marasa. Then Tidon Bechenek. Even though she did the Aveda while she was a Nida, since she's being sentenced and tried, when she's already post-Nida, she's a Begedis, she's back to a normal girl, only Chenek. Only Chenek. Rashi. Rashi, let's just do Rashi here and we'll finish here. It says, in the first case, it says you should bring the girl to the house of the father. That pasuk is talking about the Edim came, when she's married already, and he already disseminated this full story. She got married already. This house produced this particular novella here. Terrible atrocity. What about Bola Basavida? Koyin said before she got married, but she was engaged. Soiklin Oisa Shari, the Chsiv Kiyi and Naid Absula is another pasuk. It says if a Naid Absula Marasa commits an Aveda, Vahitesim Eshneim El Shari Irahi. Shari Irahi. So why tacking that in the house? Maybe because there's another guy involved as well, and you can't blame the father for the other guy. But what happens if by the time they brought her to bed and she was already an adult? Tidem Bechenek. Kihechiwai, just like the Ilus Anoy Hashta, had she committed the crime now, post 12 and a half. Lav Skila Ika, there's no Skila, she's no longer Nara. Elechenek, the Chiksiv Skila Bezinza Nara, Ksiv is a Mephesh, Nara Maros, it should be at 12 and 12 and a half. Shnema Kiyi and Nara Psula, Hashta Nami Bechenek, so therefore we give a Chenek. The Kivan, the Ishtani Gufa, because her body changed, Bein Chetla Modabedin, she's now an adult. She reached full puberty. Ishtanik tola, look at the hashtag. So her death sentence also commuted to today. And that's the next thing about it is, does the thing change?